Welcome to our midweek edition of Agriculture Today. All the signs are pointing to wheat harvest time once again. In advance of that, we provide thoughts on readying for storing that wheat in on-farm facilities and how to best preserve that wheat in storage. Talking here with grain scientist from Kansas State University, Badriraju Subramaniam. He goes by Dr. Subi here on campus. We're glad to have him back by our way once more. It's standard procedure for a lot of producers, Subi, but still, one has to put some effort into managing those bins, preparing those bins, and then watching the grain in storage. It's not something that happens casually, is it?
That's correct, Eric. It is a critical time now, just prior to wheat harvest. It's important that the producers clean out their bins 2 to 3 weeks prior to putting in new grain. And soon after cleaning the bins, it's very important to kill any insects that might still be there in any residual grain debris that's there from the previous year. And there's a couple of products that are available that one can use. You can use diatomaceous earth, especially if you're an organic producer. Or you could use Tempo or Cyfluthrin. And you can use another new product, which is StoreSite 2. It's a combination product made of Reldan and Deltamethrin. And the last two products, StoreSite 2 and Tempo, cannot be used by organic producers. And the new rule now on the label states that if you're applying StoreSite 2 or Tempo to your empty bins, it's extremely important you do it from outside the bin. Primarily for worker protection. In previous years, people could use any sort of backpack sprayers, any sprays they rigged up to apply it. But now, because of safety to the applicators, Environmental Protection Agency would like to see people applying this from outside the bins so that there's very little exposure of people to these products. And so please read the labels and follow directions, especially in terms of how one should apply these protectants, especially this year. There have been some label changes that people should take note of.
But again, how far in advance of actually putting wheat in the bin should these be administered?
It's very important you clean out the bins at least 3 weeks prior to storing new grain. That gives you adequate time for cleaning as well as applying some sort of a residual product to kill any live insect that might be present prior to storing in clean harvested grain.
And the lasting power of these treatments will take care of just about anything if you do a good job of cleaning up at the outset.
Absolutely true, especially with diatomaceous earth, you get good control as long as the dust is present, and the dust should not get wet. So it's very important when you apply diatomaceous earth that the conditions are dry. The dust will work well as long as it is kept dry and does not get in touch with any moisture. And as with regards to StoreSite 2 and Tempo, these products should keep killing insects for several weeks.
Of course, part of the quality concern with wheat in storage is keeping that moisture down as well, and that's where aeration comes in.
Aeration is primarily used to remove any temperature differences within the grain bulk. And anytime you have any temperature differences, you'll have moisture migration and then moisture condensation problems. And then that's when you get hot spots, starting with insects, and then you can then have mold issues later on. And then also once you get a hot spot, it can start spreading to other regions of the grain mass. It's very important, therefore, through aeration, you maintain the grain temperature uniformly the same so that there are no moisture migration problems. And one can use aeration, again, if you're an organic producer, that's an excellent tool to use. And it's also good practice whether you put grain that's untreated or you treat the grain with some of the protectants and put it in the bin. Using aeration is always a good practice. And you can turn the fans on. And the bottom line during aeration is to move the warm front through the grain mass and make sure it exits the grain mass so that you get a grain that's close to 55 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit, mm-hmm. so that your insects will not be active at those temperatures, and also the mold incidence and mold populations will not flourish at those temperatures.
You mentioned grain treatments, and you might speak to that option as well. As grain is flowing into the bin, there are additives that may help fend off insect damage?
It's extremely important that one should apply a protectant. It's a preventive tactic to newly harvested grain. It's very important that as it goes into the bin, you treat it with some sort of a chemical or a diatomaceous earth, which is what organic producers can use. But applying a grain protectant is a preventive tactic, and it'll protect the grain from insect infestations for close to a year. Mm-hmm. Or 2 years, depending on the type of product you use.
There is a variety of products.
There's about four products, actually three products that we recommend. One is diatomaceous earth. Of course, you can use at 28 to 56 pounds per 1,000 bushels or 1 to 2 pounds per ton. And again, depending on the formulation, some formulations recommend less amounts than the others. But I do recommend not treating the entire grain mass, because diatomaceous dust do affect the physical properties of the grain. And so it's very important. It affects the flowability. It affects the test weight. And there have been some studies to show there's a reduction in test weight. There's a reduction in flowability of the commodity. So if you want to treat it, treat the bottom layers and the top layers to prevent insect infestations. The other products you can apply are an insect growth regulator, methoprene or Diacon, two that you can apply to grain. It does not kill the adults, but it does prevent population growth. It affects the growth and development of insects. And you can use it at three rates, 1 ppm, 2.5, and 5 parts per million. And research has shown that 1 part per million does a great job in managing insect infestations. And the other product that we have not seen a lot of people use it is Torsite 2. Prior to 2004, a lot of people were using Reldan. And Reldan is phased out as of 2004, of course, with the existing stocks to be used by end of December 2005. And the use rate was 6 parts per million. So Reldan is still alive, but in a new formulation called Storcite 2 at 3 parts per million, half the label rate. And it's combined with a synthetic pyrethroid for which we have an international tolerance, deltamethrin, at 0.5 parts per million. So it's a combination product, and the combination product does work well on some insect species that the Reldan alone does not do a good job on. So it's a product that we have not used a whole lot, so I do not know how well it's working on the field, but I think since we have not used it, I think it'll work really well on some of the species that we have. People, again, carefully need to read labels this year. There have been some label changes, and they need to make sure that they're applying according to the label. They need to use an automatic closed systems for mixing, and also they need to calibrate the sprayers to make sure they deliver the right rate to the commodity as it's being augured into the bin.
There's yet another stored grain protection product that we did address a few years back, and it at the time it was indicating great promise in protecting grain. That was spinosad. What has happened to that, Subi?
No, Eric, you're absolutely right. Spinosad, we have shown here at K-State that spinosad does work well on grain and prevent insect infestations for a period of 2 years. Spinosad, which is a bacterial fermentation product and has got green chemistry, was registered on grain, on all grains, by the United States Environmental Protection Agency in 2005. And the commercial formulations are not released in the United States yet because everybody is hoping that Japan would accept the international tolerance of 1 part per million. So we're all waiting for Japan to accept the international tolerance because Japan is a big importer of U.S. commodities. And the good news is that we might see Japan accepting the tolerance probably in the fourth quarter of 2009.
And so it may become available. Finally.
It may become available, I think, not for this crop season, right. But I think we might be in good position to use it next year. But it's a fantastic product. As I said, it's got green chemistry, and the use rate is only 1 part per million. And we have shown through research that on many commodities that 1 part per million does a good job in controlling some of the most destructive pests we have here in Kansas in stored grain.
Last thought, though. Producers need to stay on top of their stored grain even after it's put into the bin. You need to monitor what's going on.
Absolutely, Eric. And it's very important that they monitor the temperature of the grain to make sure there are no hot spots. Anytime there's a temperature differential of close to 20 degrees Fahrenheit, one needs to be concerned there might be a hot spot. The temperature of the grain should be below 20 degrees Fahrenheit relative to the outside temperature. And if it is higher, there's a concern that there might be a hot spot developing. So monitoring temperature is extremely important, and I recommend that they do this at least on a monthly basis, if not on a at least once every 2 weeks. And another thing is to take samples of the grain and sift them to look for insects, and make sure you're below 2 insects per kilogram of grain, so or 2.2 pounds of grain. So it's very important to keep an eye on insects, on grain moisture and grain temperature, even after storing the grain, to make sure that you maintain the quality of the grain until you sell it.
Experience has taught us the value of going through all those steps, that's for sure, in preserving a harvest, which will be coming in very soon for our wheat growers, and they'll be putting a great deal of that grain in on-farm storage. Some tips in preparing for that. Subi, thank you. Glad to have you by.
Thank you, Eric.
He's a grain scientist at Kansas State who specializes in stored grain preservation. Bhadraraju Subramaniam, Dr. Subi, here at Kansas State University. And we'll return with more here on Agriculture Today.